We will vote on motions relating to the third-party sign tax. We will vote on motions relating to the proceeds of the sign tax. In the supplementary report, PG 3310, lastly, we will vote on the item, or the item as amended. There are motions proposing three different tax rate structures before us. The staff report would generate approximately $10.4 million. The amendment proposed by Councillor Kelly would generate approximately $6 million. And the amendment proposed by Councillor Vaughan would generate approximately $15 million. And going to recommendation then for the staff report to adopt a tax rate structure generating $10.4 million in revenue, generating approximately $10.4 million in revenue. All in favor? Recorded vote. Councillor Holliday?
Councillor Giambrone, please.
Councillor Carroll?
Councillor Heaps, please. Councillor Ajumari, please. And Councillor Peruzza, please.
Recommendation 4 of the staff report carries 25 to 16.
The next motion is Councillor Kelly's motion to change the effective date of the tax. All right. All in favor? Recorded vote?
It makes it start the same day as the bylaw starts.
Yeah.
Councillor, there is not clarity over what the meaning of this vote is. If the clerk would be very helpful if she could indicate if this is consistent with the recommendation from committee, whether it advances the date or whether it postpones the date. I'm trying to be helpful.
So it's not a matter of where it's going, because in fact mine is general. Okay. It's a matter of general before specific.
These motions are very difficult.
The motion carries 35 to 6.
The next motion is 19B by Councillor Vaughan.
Adam, that's our point.
Councillor Davis, please.
Councillor Vaughan.
All right, on the full item, I'm sorry, either vote it for or against it. All in favor?
The balance of the recommendations in the supplementary report carry 33 to 8.
All right. On the item as amended, recorded vote.
Councillor Sondercook, please.
Councillor Lindsay Luby and Councillor Palacio, thank you. The item as amended carries 29 to 12.
We now have a new sign bylaw. That was the most controversial series of votes yet.
This money is going to go to the process in which Shelley Carroll and the Budget Committee
yeah.
formulate a balanced budget and then bring it out to present to everybody.
Yeah.
If that doesn't show up there, what kind of opportunity do you really have to bring that money back into this balanced budget?
I think that's something we're going to have to, a bridge will cross when we get to it. From what Shelley Carroll said when she passed her motion, she said in no way, shape, or form does this mean that it's not going to go to the arts and culture, and she was quite clear about that.
Devin, congratulations.
Yeah, that was good, eh?
Great. You won that one. 20.
What happened today? They passed a tax of $10 million and a new enforcement regimen. And then now at the budgeting process in April, they'll figure out how that money is broken up.
That was good, eh?
So worth it, man.
Yeah.
Good job. It's a big day in Toronto. That's what I got to say. It's a big day in Toronto.
All right, we're on the scene. We're at the city council. We're in the elevator. Che, what's the word?
Yo, big things. Toronto just made a proper move finally.
Nice. So what happened today?
City Council got together, voted after 5 long days of discussions and other important issues coming to the table as well. But City Council just passed a bill that would create about $10.4 million in revenue that's going to go into the general budget for the city. And, you know, we got to keep pushing and get that money towards arts and culture in the public space. So big, big decision today.
For real, for real. And we're speaking with Che Kotharian. I remember speaking with you, I think it was about It's about 4.5 years ago at Style and Progress 2005 you're talking about.
This will cause change, and maybe some of those spaces that we have in the sky right now for billboards will become art pieces.
What's gone on in the past 4.5 years? Do you think we're getting closer to that goal?
I think no doubt. I actually remember that interview that you said. I was standing there and I actually talked about seeing our images up on those spaces. I think that the people in Toronto that are passionate about this are taking it into their own hands and doing it on the ground level, but also doing it up in City Council, which is a beautiful thing to see. There's amazing work that's been happening. People like Devin Ostrom, a bunch of people coming together and transforming our city in every way possible, you know, so from the street up to the council chambers. And I think the more that we can start to do this, understanding our position in a political sphere, as well as just contributing and doing our work that we always do anyways, this is how we're going to create change. This is an example going through that if people mobilize, come together and start to have a larger voice, this sort of stuff can change. Thinking back 4 years ago, Style and Progress isn't happening anymore, but look at all these beautiful city programs, all these mural projects that are happening all across the city. Like, go to 52 McCall Street right now. There's a lot of amazing things that are happening, and I think that's a tribute to the hardworking individuals in the arts community in Toronto that are coming together, mobilizing, sharing resources, understanding a united front and a bigger vision of what we want to see happen in the city. And today was a big testament to that. All of those people, 4,500 petition signatures, like, that's crazy, you know? This should continue. This isn't the only issue that we have in City Hall, you know? So how do we continue to push this forward? I think we gotta think about next.
Some amazing stuff going on. I know you're running the Manifesto Festival, and how do you see the beautiful city in the Manifesto?
Well, we are an alliance member of the Beautiful City campaign. There's never been any agreement or anything that any money will ever come to our organization, and that's not what I'm looking for. The reason that our organization exists is to help our city feel healthier and happier and be a positive place to live. So I know how many other organizations are doing that, so money going into any one of those organizations to me is a good thing. So at the end of the day, I think that we're playing our role in the community, and so are so many other individuals. Wherever this money goes, if it goes into good people's hands doing good work, that's what I'm about.
It's always great to see some support for the arts. I know that was one of the items, though, I think, that they were debating if it's going to go to the arts. Are you still confident that it's going to go to the arts?
I'm more than confident. We've pushed it this far to this point to have $10.4 million coming from this industry. And I think that that's a testament, as I said earlier, to the mobilization of the grassroots arts community in this city. And if it's got this far, how can it stop? You know, so we got to keep pushing it forward. We got to get all the people at the budget meetings, and I think that we've got some allies that can help push things forward. You know, and I think that's really, really important. I think it's a big win today. I like the fact that it's going into general revenues at this point, so it squashes all the other different things that could be at the table right now, because it's very important that the grassroots arts community, and there's such a synergy between art in the public sphere and the billboard industries, you know, so this is an opportunity where we can not only reduce the amount of visual pollution that we have through advertising, I recognize the role that it plays in creating jobs and these sorts of things, but we can play a balancing effect and create a place where, yes, there's voices of the corporations, but there's voices of the community, you know, so you got to balance out the playing fields, and I think that there's a perfect relationship here, and I think we would be a really wise city to make that movement happen.
Definitely, yeah. Thanks, Che, and got any last words on Rob Ford? Or
Rob Ford, you just said that there's all these people sitting in the City Hall right now that don't have jobs. By the way, I have multiple jobs. All the people that we work with have multiple jobs, and we're so passionate about this that, yes, we will sacrifice our time because we think this is an important thing for the City of Toronto, and that's actually your job, buddy, so we're playing your role right now, too. We're doing our jobs plus your job. Yes.
And Councillor Ford, we will be taking a great deal of time dealing with your motion, so the least you could have done is show a bit of courtesy to the chair of the Budget Committee.